Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Big things happening in the Wattle Range this weekend. Des Noel is on the line to talk to me about it. Des, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Great to talk to you.
Absolutely. Now, Des, first of all, there's some big things happening for youth in the Limestone Coast and all taking place in Millicent this weekend. What can you tell me about what's going on at the skate park?
Absolutely. Look, it's a big event at the skate park, and this event was trialled last year and was a huge success with Millicent Skate Park and the Domain area. Mm. And it's going to be returning bigger and better this year. Council sponsored with the YMCA Action Sports Skate Park League, who will be hosting two events on Friday and Saturday, and then again finishing off on Sunday. So pretty exciting.
So for people who want to know more about what's going on at the skate park, I mean, can they jump online? Can they find out more details from council?
Yes, they can ring the front office of the council office and they'll give them all the details and how the events are working if they speak to our staff there. Look, it's going to be a really big weekend. We're expecting over 500 participants and around 50 competitors that are going to take part in this, and they're coming from all around South Australia and Victoria.
Now, on top of the events that are going on this weekend, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Des, is the fact that the Ag Town of the Year, the announcement is going to be made very, very soon, which means we've only got a little bit of time to make sure that Millicent is the town that's chosen.
Absolutely, and that's happening Friday night up at Noriupta, and our Deputy Mayor is attending that. So that's going to be exciting, and we're really hopeful that we're going to take that out. I mean, no better place than Millicent and the Wattle Range Council area to take such an award out.
Now, I understand that a lot of people have jumped online and shown why Millicent is the place to be named Ag Town of the Year.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of local media in relation to that, and people are proud of our community and they want to win this. And so that's why they've been supporting it.
Now, Des, once again, for people who would like to make a last push, how can they do that to guarantee that maybe you guys are going to be chosen as the Ag Town of the Year?
Well, they get onto the media platform Facebook and they can lodge through Ag Town website or the Facebook of Ag Town, and then write positive comments about why they want Millicent to win Ag Town of the Year, and that's assessed by the adjudicators, and it's about all positive growth within our region.
And the announcement's going to be made this weekend?
As I understand it, Friday night at Noriupta. Yes, our Deputy Mayor's going up to that function, and we're really confident that we can take this out, because what a great place to live and work in Millicent.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Des. Des, it's been great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to talk on Monday if you guys manage to pick up the award. Good luck on the weekend.
Thank you very much, Ewan. Take care.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.